So what's happening on the front? Yesterday, there was a strong and confident spread of rumors about a military breakthrough at the border with Ukraine by orcs in the Sumy region between a new village and Zhuravka, and also about the fact that the Ukrainian armed forces are surrounded in court. There is indeed a certain escalation there. It was there, it is there, it's bad, but there is no talk of any encirclement. Apparently, the Ministry of Defense of the Russian Federation somehow managed to procure crutches, prosthetics, doses, and this allowed the orcs to hobble back into attack. But it must be said that not without success, without much success, but nevertheless, with the possibility of occupying several burned and destroyed hamlets in the Kursk region. Well, there were also, of course, freshly arrived Korean battalions involved. They very cinematically stormed the forest strips, but lost about a third of their personnel retreated. However, this is all routine. But there was a very amusing episode. Yesterday, it looked like this, that about 100 orcs decided to crawl through a gas pipeline so they could infiltrate the rear of the Ukrainian armed forces and cause a big mess there. But yesterday it was known that in general the orcs were awaited at the exit of the pipe. They loaded into the pipe, which I believe is 16 kilometers long. They were awaited, met, and as they crawled out of the pipe, they were killed one by one. However, the ceasefire was broken, and some of the crawlers did manage to retreat. That was yesterday's version. It turned out that at the pipe, at the moment of crawling out, only a few people were killed. But nothing apocalyptic, so to speak, happened. There is neither a cauldron nor an encirclement there. And the armed forces of Ukraine in general are not showing any intentions or desires to leave the city of Sudza. The situation there is difficult, but it is consistently difficult. It has never been easy. From the very first minutes, from the very first hours of the liberation of part of the Kursk region, panic spread yesterday through Telegram channels, which unanimously carried this Russian victorious spin. Then charming details of this operation were revealed, which turns out even had a name, Operation Dead Mole. Putin decided to show off in front of his friend Trump and dazzle him with the ingenuity of the Russian soldier. Putin gave instructions to Minister Belousov to create something beautiful, daring, a witty military operation that the whole world would talk about and which his friend Trump could successfully reference in one of his speeches. Moreover, it had to be an operation such that all those little Macrons and little Ursulas would collectively soil the EU's pants and be terrified by the bravery and ingenuity of the orcs of the Russian Federation. Belousov, who was entrusted with this task, he spent a turbulent night with the relics of Matrona of Moscow. And in general, not without the involvement of this lady, apparently, he came up with a plan. The generals scratched their heads, pondered over the maps, and began brilliantly an operation to enter the rear of the Ukrainian armed forces through the gas pipeline. There really is such a pipe there, and everything went smoothly. The first five orcs suffocated in the pipe almost immediately. Then the saboteurs began to perish collectively in an organized manner, essentially leaving one per every 10 meters of the pipe's passage. And when they all crawled out, vomit-covered, pale, and unable to stand, they became excellent targets for machine guns and drones. How many exactly suffocated there? Well, you know, the Ministry of Defense and the General Staff of the Moscow Federation, they grimly keep silent about it. They want to maintain the intrigue. Probably, maybe, the count has not yet been conducted. And to start the counting, they are waiting for the moment when the stench of corpses combined with the remaining methane in the pipe makes staying in the pipe deadly, even for the so-called shield bearers. And it must be said that even the Russian war correspondents, who usually try not to air such dirty laundry, from the Security Council were astonished. The stupidity of the command regarding how their archers were shoved into the pipe, forced to breathe methane fumes, excrement, and vomit. Those who were poisoned, first and when there was not the slightest possibility to evacuate anyone from that point at all. And those who were already poisoned and simply due to weakness could not and would not be able in principle to crawl to the exit. But it must be said that this is nonsense. But it cannot be said that Belousov distinguished himself here in any exceptional way. It is well known that there and during the siege of Caen in 1417, during the siege of Constantinople, and generally during all sieges where sapper, deep underground passages were used, there always inevitably occurred some kind of nastiness. This was first recorded by the Lycians and Eni tactics. These are ancient military historians. And in general, nothing special was invented by Belousov. It was foolishness quite in his style. The other thing is that the armed forces of Ukraine cannot count this story as a victory. It's like beating a defenseless oligophrenic. In general, the news from there is bad from the Kursk region. To me, they are bleak. Yes, there are no encirclements or cauldrons, but there is an extreme concentration of forces which might bear fruit. Concentration of Russian forces. And indeed, they are pressing. But let's say what the Russians take is already unsuitable for either defense or habitation. It's their usual tactic, turning everything into a dump, junk and ruins.